Greetings, friends and listeners, and welcome to our program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us today, because we know that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, the faith connection, is extremely important because everything we receive from God from the moment we're saved and everything thereafter, we must receive by faith. The good news is you have faith because God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So regardless of what your need is or how great, you can make the faith connection.
I've been preaching a series on faith, what faith is. Faith's something you have. You don't ask for faith. You've got it. God gave it to you. You use it. Amen? It's your spiritual exchange, the money. It's the thing that God demands and pleases Him. He said in Hebrews 11:5, without faith it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. So you got faith. I want everybody under the sound of my voice to say, I have the thing that pleases God. I have the spiritual money. It is faith. I'm not going to let it lie dormant. I'm going to put it to work. I'm going to put it into operation. And God is going to honor it and give me what I put it in operation for. Thank you for it, God. Now I'm going to tell you how to put your faith into operation. And I call it the faith connection. I got faith. God got what I want. I got to make the connection. How many say amen? If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to go to Mark, the 5th chapter. And starting at the 25th verse. And Jesus went, and much people followed him and thronged him. 25th. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things and many physicians and had spent all that she had, it was not better, but grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, come in the press behind and touched His garment. For she said, if I may but touch His clothes. Luke, the 8th chapter, said, if I may but touch the border of His garment. Said, but if I may touch His clothes, I shall be whole. 29th. And straightway or immediately when she touched His clothes, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And in the 30th verse, Jesus immediately knowing in Himself that virtue had gone out of Him, turned in the press and said, who touched My clothes? The disciples said, thou seest a multitude pressing on you. What do you mean, who touched your clothes? And Jesus was meaning that she touched Him by faith and made the faith connection because He said, virtue went out of Him. Healing power went out. Amen? Of course, the woman, you want to read it, trembled, found out she couldn't be hid and came. told all about what she had made up her mind before she came to him, touching him. He said, be of comfort, be of good cheer. Thy faith have made thee whole. Thy faith have made thee whole. How many say amen? Now, I want to bring a lot of things out in this little story. There's a lot of things compressed in there. First of all, she said, I'm going to touch, in Luke, the border of his garment. The Greek word translates the Hebrew word for tzitzit. And a tzitzit was the long tassel on the robe that the rabbis wore. They wore a prayer shawl called a tallit. On each corner, they had a tassel. God commanded them to put those tassels on. It had to have so many knots according to the law. It represented the whole word of God. Amen? History says there was one rabbi trying to be so pious that they used to call him Rabbi Tzitzit because his tassels were so long on the ground. How many say amen? I want to let you see a lot of things. First of all, I believe that she got down on her knees. Say why, Brother Hardy? Because there was a great press around Jesus. She was weak from 12 years of loss of blood. They weren't going to let her push in. They all wanted to touch him. Second of all, she got down on her knees because the tzitzit were on the ground. Third of all, she could see a hole between her legs and crawl. How many say amen? You see, you got the faith. I've been telling you that for 3 weeks. You got it. A lot of you believe and agree. But now you got to make the exchange. Now you got to make the faith connection. Now you've got to come to the place when you believe. You know, we used to have a lot of songs in the early move, the healing move. Only believe. I'm going to touch the hem of the garment. See, what the hem of the garment was the place where she would release her faith and believe. There was no healing in the hem of the garment. The healing was in Jesus. The virtue went out of Jesus, not out of the hem of the garment. That was the point of faith contact and faith release. That was the time that she was going to use her measure of faith. She was desperate. She came to the place that her sickness had developed 12 years and she suffered from the doctors and she didn't have any money and no help. Jesus was her only answer. And she knew that Jesus had it. And she was going to get it because she was a daughter of Abraham. And whenever the title of Abraham's put on means she's a child of faith, usually she is a daughter of Israel. But not Abraham. That's a spiritual meaning, the daughter of faith. She had faith. He had what she needed and wanted. She had what God demanded and pleased him. She set the time. You got to set the time. You got to do it. God's warehouse is full. You know what I am? I'm a salesman. I'm selling Jesus. I'm advertising Jesus. I'm advertising his products. I'm advertising about his warehouse. His warehouse is filled with healings. His warehouse is filled with miracles. His warehouse is filled with every natural thing that you need. It's filled with automobiles. It's filled with houses. It's filled with everything. How many say amen? I'm advertising Jesus. I'm telling you that if you're a child of God, you already have the money up front. God gave you enough when you got born again. You got it. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. You got it. Tell somebody next to you, I got it. Say, are you saved? And they shake their head, say, you got it too. Said, what are we going to do? We're going to listen to the man of God, and he's going to tell us how we're going to get that thing we've been desiring. Another thing I wanted you to see about this is that Jesus hasn't prayed for that woman yet. Somebody don't have to get over you and strike a rock and pray a half hour. He hadn't prayed yet. He didn't know who got healed until he felt virtue got out of him. He knew somebody did, but he didn't know. Then he began to let his gift of discernment come in operation. And I imagine he caught her eye and she knew he knew. And she came up. How many say amen? He didn't know. All of a sudden he's there walking. People are pressing on him, rubbing against him. How many say amen? And all of a sudden, whoop, virtue. And the Greek word there is dunamis. Spiritual dynamite. We get the word dynamite, dynamic, dynamo from it. Divine power went out of her. And right away, she's healed. How many say amen? And the Lord didn't rebuke her. He said, be of good cheer. Rejoice. Be comforted. Thy faith. I didn't do it on myself. I didn't even preach to excite your faith. See, the minister's job is to be full of virtue. You see, you know what Jesus was? He was an extension of the Father. God Almighty, the Father's got, he's the Omni. He's got everything. He's omnipotent, omniscient, all wise. He's got all the power. But God has to get that power down to man to help him. So he sent his son as an extension cord. See, these lights and microphone, they all are energized. There's a power plant. That power plant could have the potential of the most power in the world, but it won't do me no good until I get some lines down here. God's got all the power in the world, but won't do me no good until the extension cord comes. See, actually what it was, Jesus was a hot socket. He was going around hot socketed. And this little widow woman got a revelation that he's a hot socket. He don't have to lay hands on me. He don't have to say anything. He don't have to say any prayer. He don't have to quote or recite any formula. All I got to do is come up there and plug in. And what happened? The garment hem was the place where she would release her faith. She said, as soon as I touch his clothes, as soon as I touch the garment, as soon as she touched the garment, she released her faith and she made a faith connection and plugged into Jesus. And because Jesus was full of the virtue in a hot socket, the power flowed into her. She got her healing. If you're coming for prayer in the prayer lines, if you're coming tonight for prayer, then you should set a time to receive. I always like to encourage the people, because I claim the scripture, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Come in the line and say, Lord, when your servant touches me, I'm healed. When your servant touches me, I'm delivered. When your servant touches me, virtue's going to be released. I'm going to receive my blessing. How many say amen? And I'm agreeing and saying, Lord, when I touch her in the name of Jesus, you're going to release your healing power. You're going to release your virtue. You're going to heal. You're going to deliver. You're going to bless. You're going to set free. And I guarantee you, if you do the steps of the word that the Lord has given me over these last sermons and do this point of contact, you're going to go away singing, I got just what I wanted. You're going to get it. How many say amen? You're going to get it. I want to give you another story. Point of contact. It's in that same fifth chapter of Mark, but I'll go to the 22nd verse. And it said, behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, Jesus, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the power of death. I pray thee, come. Now listen to this. This is very important, what I'm going to say now. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. Come and lay your hands on her, that she may be healed and shall live. You got that in your mind? How many say amen? Is that right? But then the 24th verse about the little woman with the issue of blood comes in. There was a delay in his prayer. Amen? That crowd thronged him. The little woman gets healed. They're rejoicing. And in the meantime, after that great miracle on that woman, here comes his servants of Jairus. 35th verse said, while he yet spake, there came the ruler of the synagogue's house certain, which said, thy daughter is dead. Why trouble thou the master any further? Death's no obstacle to Jesus. God calls things that are not as though they were, brings something out of nothing, and raises the dead. That was the most terrifying and faith-destroying thing that man could have heard. He couldn't have heard any more devastating thing. Amen? And as soon as Jesus heard the word was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid. Only believe. Luke says, believe only. Believe only. Don't let nothing stop you. You set the time and the conditions that she would be saved and healed. You said it. 23rd verse, I'm going to read it again. I told you to let it get in your mind. And besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hand on her. She may be healed and she shall live. That was the condition that she made for this miracle. Jesus is saying, don't throw away your condition. When you make a condition with God on something, don't try to change it in the middle, or don't let something that comes to seem to destroy your condition. She shall live. You lay hands on her. They said she's dead. Jesus said, that don't mean nothing. We got an agreement. I'm coming. I'm going to lay hands on her. She's going to get healed. She's going to live. I haven't stopped. He said, man, don't throw away your faith. Don't be fearful now. Hang on to the condition. How many say amen? Hang on it. We're on the way. We're on the way to a miracle. It's going to be a greater miracle than when we first started out. How many say amen? And when he got to the house, They were all mourning. They hired professional mourners and flute players. And Jesus said, what's all this ruckus? Said, she ain't dead, she's just sleeping. And they scorned Jesus. They laughed him to scorn because they knew that she was dead. Said, she's only asleep. I'm going to wake her up. Amen. Child of God only sleeps, brother. God's going to wake him up. Amen. Amen. 39th verse, and when he come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep it? The damsel is not dead, but she sleeps. Amen. So to Jesus, it's just asleep. He's a great awakener. Amen. And they laughed him to scorn, but when he put them out, you got to put all the unbelief out. Amen. Get rid of those people's talking negative of what you said. Amen. You might have testified to somebody and they're talking negative. Get rid of them. Amen. Get around people who's got like precious faith. Put them out. Put them out, amen. How many say amen? And he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and they went, and then they were with him, and he entered into where the damsel was. Jesus said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Wherever Jesus is the resurrection. Wherever Jesus is, there's life. Amen? And what did he do? He fulfilled the condition of the Father. The Father said, come, he came. He said, lay hands on her, she shall be healed and live. So what does he do? And he took the damsel by the hand because he's going to help her get up. Amen. Amen. I'll give him a clap offering. Man, some of you people ought to be going out of your mind with the truth that's coming out here today. How many say amen? And he said unto her, Talitha kumai. How many say amen? Talitha kumai. Talitha is translated damsel. It was Aramaic. Kumai is a command and says, I say unto thee, arise. Whew! Man, I got goose pimples on that. One of these days, brother, Jesus is going to descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of an archangel and a trump of God, and he's going to say, dead in Christ, arise! And all that are in the grave is going to come out. And the living's going to be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of a mind, I tell you, my hair's on the back of my neck standing up. Talitha kumai, damsel. When he said damsel, she woke up. And then he said, kumai, I command you to arise. Same way when he said to Lazarus, said Lazarus. Lazarus woke up and then he said, come forth. And he that was bound in grave clothes, come forth. Honey, when Jesus speaks in his commanding power and in his deity, death has got to get out of the way. He defeated death. He defeated sin. He defeated the devil. He defeated demons. He defeated death. And one day he's going to make that command for every child of God that's asleep in him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Woo! Let it be today, Lord. Split the heavens open. Let the trumpet sound, shout with the voice of a mighty archangel, dead in Christ, come on out, come forth, a living, be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, come on up and meet me in the air, because there's going to be a meeting in the air, in not so long, sweet by and by, I hope I can meet you, and you, and you, and you out in radio and television land, I hope I can meet you there. Don't you let nothing deader your faith, even if they're dead. Huh? Don't let that stop you. You hold on to the condition of your prayer. The widow woman said, I'll touch the hem of his garment. Huh? Jairus says, you'll come. Jesus did. Said, then you'll lay hands on her and she shall be healed and she shall live. How many say amen? Huh? Where is your point of contact this morning? Huh? Where are you going to turn your faith loose? Huh? I want to call a line for everybody this morning. And I want you, to say, Lord, when your servant touches me, and you tell God what's going to happen. Huh? Just when he lays hands on me. Because I'm going to be saying, Lord, you said you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I'm going to lay hands right now, Father, to those out in radio and television land. I send the word. You said you sent the word and healed them. You cast out the spirit with the word. I command Satan, take your hand off every man, woman, boy, and girl that's under the sound of my voice. Father, send your word and heal. Raise up that one that's in the wheelchair. Open up the blinded eyes. Let the tumor and cancer go. Let it go right now in Jesus' name.
Amen. What a dynamic, faith-energizing message by my father, Brother Hardy, the faith connection. The plight of the woman with the issue of blood is one of the most desperate in the New Testament. She had pursued every specialist promising her a cure for 12 long, discouraging years, yet with no results. In fact, she grew worse with each year, and now she was broke. But she heard about Jesus. And Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing the word of God. She said within herself, if I can just get to Jesus, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. And she set out to make the faith connection. It didn't matter about all those years of suffering and despair. That day, the healer, the one who had the power of God, was passing her way. That day, she reached out to touch Jesus, and she made the faith connection. And the rest is Bible history. You too can make the faith connection. And we believe this message is the word of God that you need to hear again and again to energize your faith. The faith connection is available on CD for a love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. Request offer 185. Our mailing address is R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Or if you prefer, order online at rghardy.org. That's rghardy.org. Once again, the offer is $185 for the Faith Connection and your love gift of $10 or more for the radio ministry. The mailing address is Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Until next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.